We're going to grind daf and sech to the daf samach beis. We begin a new perek hasecher es hapoel, the fifth perek. Now we begin with the words of the Gemara. Might time us sacharias. So what's the reason of this halacha of the Mishnah that if someone hires a worker to work at a minyan nesach, that his wage is off a bit? From the sugi, it sounds like kmiata at this point hayidea. The Gemara already knew shayin nesach tapes damok that yain nesach it the monies of the exchange captures the same prohibited status, covers kachavim, like we have the halacha by the zar. Bava pikin, even so, hoyreitza ledama is schar yain nesach. Still, the Gemara in its question wanted to compare the wages of yain nesach ledemi arlo uleschar shvius to the monetary exchange of arlo and to the wages of shmita. Avigav dika b'yain nesach trei chumri, even though yain nesach has two severities. First of all, esano, it's a prohibition of benefit, and b'tei b'tamim it also captures its monies. Still, the Gemara wanted to compare it.
Why is the wages forbidden?
Although you want to say because it captures its monetary value, like Baba Dazar, still the wages would only be is only a prohibiting prohibition. And there was not considered like the monies of Yain Nesach itself. So Matam Gazulov, so why did they make this decree on it? Elim from the Yain Nesach goofy us about nominate if you want to say because Yain Nesach itself is biblically prohibited from benefit. So Hegel Gaza Schara is that they made a decree on the wages of Tar Guf because of the thing itself. By Arlo Klai Karim, but you have Arlo and the mixture of a prohibited mixture of wheat and barley in the vineyard. That's Surma Nominator. They're also biblically prohibited from benefit. For the Gaza Adam Atar Guf, they didn't make the decree on the monies because of the thing itself. Vein Lach Mekam Bischar Yosim Ahasam Bedamim. And you can't say we're more stringent over here by wages more than the of the value to hashtadam, because if we find by money shemetini surah no that we find is prohibited of benefit shikam dimei masurim natoirok ma'agov, that we find the monies of the thing it's forbidden biblically just like the thing itself but isn't shetayves and dimei by things that the monies capture the essence of the thing itself avilachilik hashtadam ma'agov, and still they didn't make a decree of the monies because of the body but isn't sheintayves and dimeihem by those things that don't capture the money. So regarding wages, she'ina asa v'shum issa ha'nomen ha'tayra, that we don't find any biblical prohibition of benefit. Koshkin shle'nigz is schara ta'guv, so for sure we should not make the gzera of the wages because of the thing itself. So mashani, and here where you're getting wages to work with the yayin nesach, mashani, the Gemara answers, ella rather, you're right, ha'il v'tayv is dumb of a kabayis kechav, rather it's because it captures its monies like avay dezar. Kalim, in other words, what the Gemara is saying is, schara b'guv lo'y mechlev, you're right, the wages for the thing itself would not be confused. But the wages for the monetary value of the thing would get mixed up, and therefore, just like the damim is forbidden, so too would be the schar. But you have the locha of shmita, the tefesa is domeho, which does capture its money. But kama schar mutter, and still we say that the wages are permitted. The mashma legamer, which sounds like totally, and b'loy nitfes. That the kedusha shvius and it doesn't capture the shmita sanctity. And we did not make a decree of the wages of shmita because of the monetary value of shmita. And the elam don't say the shani yain nesach. Oh, you're right. Yeah, but yain nesach is different. This today chumri because that's too stringent. No, first of all, it's prohibited of benefit. Vaytev is damav and it captures money. Doloy michlev schar bedamim betrei chumri yusim bechumer achas, because says Tesis, you're not going to confuse the wages for the money because of two severities more than one severity. It's still not something you confuse. Umasik, that the Gemara comes out, I'm Rabbi Yechanan, Kenasu, Shekonsu, Boy, Vadai, it's a penalty that they penalize. And Vadim Shem Gezer, L'Shech, L'Migzer, it's not because of a Gezer, it's like we explained. Dimitam Michlev, who, because if it was because of mixing up, L'Hoy, L'Hon, L'Chalik, then we shouldn't differentiate between Poil, L'Yayin, Nesak, L'Poil, L'Shvias. Shouldn't make a difference if you're a worker for Yain Nesach or a worker for Shemitah, which we do make a differentiation. So to regard Shemitah itself, shouldn't be a difference if you're a donkey driver who makes a lot of money to a worker. Rather, because the penalty of a Chum Shekonsu and the rabbis are penalized, yes, sir, they saw the penalized by donkey drivers more because they make more money. So to only specifically a worker of Yain Nesach, because of the severity of Yain Nesach, and Masik Rabbah Basamach, like Rabbah comes out shortly. But Davka Bishlaim Elu, and specifically these two, Hechmiru, they were stringent, Yain Nesach v'Shvius, Yain Nesach and Shmita, L'Bishon Tefes and Demeim, because they capture their monetary value, Ro'a Liknes B'Schar, so it's appropriate to penalize by the wages, because that's something somewhat like like the monetary value. But regarding all other things that are prohibited for benefit, ain't types into mayim, that they don't capture the money. Mistabed lekonsu, logical that there they don't penalize. As Rabbi Kivege points out, he says Tmuli, b'man istabkub, is that why is Tosef mistaber? Hapshita, obviously in lumo chari sur miyayin nesach, you shouldn't learn the other sur miyayin nesach. Like Tony, we learn machar mekiddush bed meim mekadeshes. Hare dechlifin mutilachem koshkein scharay. Which says tzarachian.
Turn to this next Tosef Masel. It begins with the words of machar ayvat. Now we learn in the Mishnah machar mekiddush bed meim mekadeshes. That is that really so? Because Asbana, that's why the wages of working with the Yannis Chazasa, I are the Klai Karim. Asbana, still the Mishnah teaches Kedushin, you sell it and you make it with the value, it's going to be Mekadeshes. First, Tais says, Tim, it's a wonder. Fleemach, Bridge, Bukunch, Lel, this Rashi previously said, Bepeg, Bishmal, and Abnan Dalman base. The Dabka, the Kaddish, Isha Yitiru. That this head is specifically regarding getting using to get engaged to a woman they permit. But actually, to have all the benefit from an awesome rabban, that's going to be rabbinically forbidden. But for someone else, shari asim mois, those monies are permitted. So too regarding shmita, mois in masum lachirim, the money is not forbidden for others. Kedama like you said previously, perik bishmol over there, and which discussion regarding what that's referring to regarding. It seems like what that must be referring to is regarding the monies. Must be referring to the schar of shvius. That's not forbidden for him only. It's only forbidden for him, not for others. Where my kaparach. So then the question becomes: what's the Gemara's question? How the kamas must need this? He says it's forbidden the Mishnah. I'm davke lepoil. That's for the worker, Shasrin, and Kemal Moichadavka, that's forbidden for them, like specifically for the seller. But who says anything about anyone else? Because in other words, in the Mishnah, saying it's forbidden, sounds like it's for everyone. So that's difficult. But me, Tim, but wonder is, Micah Parach, what's the Gemara asking? Shani Hassan, there it's different, the Hindu Bidi Evet, that's after the fact, the Mukham and the Dar Parakar Shutan, that means I'm a base, like it's Chilla Asr, but initially it's going to be forbidden, mustn't like it's Chilla Ari, and I'm Mishnah Tomat initially. Yeshem, as you can say, is not dosim asnid mashma le'afil b'di'evit. Gemara understood that when the Mishnah says it's forbidden, it's even after the fact. Whatever, that's a difficulty because Tais a chulin abdal mebeis during maschil mutim yad. Next Tais master begins the Gemara b'dmein mekudeshes. So it said if you sell them and you get engaged with their monetary value with arlo and klaykem, she's going to be engaged. Now mashma sounds like a begufa arlo, but with the actual arlo itself, osla kadosh, you're not letting used to get engaged to a woman. But time and reason is mishum tala special proof because it's not worth anything because asma not. And it has to be worth at least a pruta. So it's a question difficult because b'gufa not make a pruta. It's not true that the arla and klaikim itself is worth a pruta because you could have a no b'shlik derech hanos, and if you have a no in the abnormal way of having hana, oy b'afogon with the ashes, could not like lunim b'shin t'mur dev lamadal, lamadal, v'kol, and the srof, and whatever is burnt, a foreign mutter, the ashes are permitted, and that has some value. V'shem, it says, what you could say is kim shakos ma'at shu be'en, since as long as it's when it's still around, that it's still as is. That's biblically forbidden to sell. So, can Asla Kaddish Ba'isha is there, but it's also forbidden to use to get engaged to a woman. So, it's considered like a significant sale, or the Gir says Chashuva Kamei Mechira, or that's considered like a selling. But yes, by Hanoah, and therefore you're having benefit, because Makaddish is the issue when you get engaged to a woman. The Gemara, like, only condition of Beis, Kicha Kicha Misti Ephron, where it's like a sale. And Bezele Dami Likicha Disti Ephron, isn't that similar to the purchasing of stay and shirolikness by chayfitz, or that's fit to use to purchase an object or the shah hanois or some other benefit, which is not. So therefore, it's not the same thing, and therefore it doesn't qualify for the halacha of what a kedushin has to be, but a shabbatuta of kichem stay efren. So the next text, master begins with the words the gemara. Luckily, yerek hayoyim. If he says, okay, so because the gemara answered, okay, it's because it's tevis damim, like a b'desar. The gemara says, well, I mean, shviz is tevis damim, and we learn shviz. Someone says to a worker, "Heilach dinazeh, lokat li boyer kayoim ischari asa." But lokat li yer kayoim, ischari is going to be a mutter. Pirush, dabekamay ischari. Look at metzias. It's like when you hire him to pick up found objects. Shein elu demay perush shviz. That's not considered the value of the produce of shmita. Then it's going to be permitted. So it says for Tim, you can say, "Hanichel man damen." That makes sense according to the one that says, "Bam metzi davches v'ravam megubi metzi lechaber." But someone picks up a found object for his friend, the kana chaber, his friend acquires it. El man damen lekana chaber. But according to the one that says his friend does not acquire them, if that's the case, zehamalaket kanam. So that means to say that the guy who picked it up acquired it. Because shneisim lebalabayis, b'dinah zeh. So, but then when he gives it to the employer for this dinner, then to meichel b'eretz shemitah, it comes that he's selling in peretz shemitah. So that should be a problem. There's something that you can say is no, l'chashem meichel. That's not considered as a selling. The yad pelik yad balabaisdom, because no, like the Gemara says, b'masid daf yad manav, the hand of the worker is like the hand of the employer. Another part you can say, the Shan house, and there is different. Yeah, we said the friend does not acquire that Shatav Matsil Yadai until the found object comes to his hand. The Mirtamakbiya, and that's because if the one who picked it up wanted, Yochlazakis, but he could go ahead and keep the rights. So we'd come Shatav Liyat Khabir before it comes to his friend's hand. Aloha, but here Shaina Malakim is Chavan Lazakis Klal, where the guy was picking up is not having money to be acquired at all for himself. Not in the beginning, not the end. And when he gives it to the employer, so it's then when the balabais is being zeich in it. In other words, it's really only being done for him, and that's why it's not going to be as if he's selling it to him because he's never acquiring it. That's what Ben Tam explained. Shil Meshilin. Then the Perik Meshilin Beid Avlam Tesma Beis and the Maschal Hacha. Rabbi Milon, where he fills it up and he gives it to his friend. Amr Rab Nachman. Rab Nachman says, "Oh, Karagel Mishnas Malay. The Truman's going to have like the legs of the one that was filled up for." This Rav Nachman, I Rav Nachman, when the whole is like on the chaveroi, the friend does not acquire it. Kimishlein is gam lezakesu. The reason is because the guy who filled up the water did not intend to be zeicher. Nasal chaver, zechaver. When he gives his friend is zeicher, and there was considered the tchum of the guy that it was filled up for. And it's not like we were asking that he gets it and then he gives it to his friend. No, he never. The guy who drew the water never did it for himself at all.